Well, Paddy, congratulations. I'm sure you're feeling good.
I'm feeling ecstatic. At the minute, I don't really know how I feel. It's been a long time coming, a lot of work put on, so I'll take a wee while to sink in, I think.
And but a second one for you as well. You were here in 2010.
I was here in 2010 and still kept going. Yeah. I think one of the old guard now, I think I could be called.
Yeah, and you came in here today, favourites, you know, there was a little bit of pressure on, wasn't there?
You know what, we just took every game at a time, and people give you labels, and it's up to the players to take the label as they feel, and all year we just took every game one step at a time, one step at a time, and focused on the next game, and that was the same for the day, and we just knew this year,
yeah,
the attitude of the players in training, the mentality, and the way it was going, that but something different, there was something there. And
yeah, and of course the big difference between this and last year, you let them get off to a good start. They got the good start this year.
It was, we decided we were just going to, instead of worrying about Bert and how they play, we were going to play our game, and just from day one try to play our game and play it straight through, hopefully, and thank God it worked. I think we'd done a temporary on them.
Yeah.
But heart rate and hard work, that was our main focus, was our work rate.
What, 1-6 to 1-5 going in at half time, it looked as if you were going to be, you know, in a comfortable position. All of a sudden they got a goal.
That was it. We kind of thought to ourselves that we're going to let them back into it with that, but now we've done the change room, and we got regrouped, we got refocused, and says, right, let's go again, it's only half time, and let's
yeah,
obviously
Aaron's second goal was a very important score.
Oh god, it was phenomenal. It was a huge wee relief more than anything to save him, but it was that wee gap just,
yeah,
it was,
yeah,
lovely now,
and again sat back a little for a while and allowed them to dominate. I thought
we've a tendency to do that now this last while, that we seem to sit back and invite teams on this, which doesn't suit us. When we go and hurl, we have the hurlers, like you see players that are coming, the likes of wee Aaron, you have Sean Curran, how many under 21s there, you know, we have the hurlers to go and do it. We just need to drive on now.
Yeah, and you drove on in the last quarter, and obviously they got a goal late on, but it was a consolation score, you know.
We kind of just pushed it and kept it going, so it's about finishing, playing the full game. We never used to do that. We used to sort of play a 10-minute stop, but for once now
what does this mean for McCool's club?
That's a lot. This is a big thing for McCool's club alone, for round Balbuffet. The amount of young hurlers that are walking about, and 6 years ago it raised the profile of hurling Balbuffet, and with that we have how many boys now? Dylan Brother, there's a captain under 21s, and I think we're 6 under 21s with 7 senior hurlers. It's just growing in Balbuffet, which is great. It was a football prominent club. Hurling now is up there with football, and thank God for the club, they're giving the support to it, which is great too as well. So hopefully the likes of my wee man and James's wee man and Anthony's wee man, they're the next generation, so hopefully they'll strive now to be county champions and savour this day, these moments. That's what we do it for. It's much for us as family.
Go in and enjoy the celebration.
Thank you very much.